This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is 12:08. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Chad Hartman Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'll be filling in for my friend for the next 3 hours. We have an amazing lineup of guests that you don't want to miss. Chris Tubbs is in the studio. Hey, Mr. Tubbs, thank you so much for being with me today.
Hey, you know, anytime I can hang out with my girl Shaletta, it's a good day.
It's always a good day. It does not matter how gloomy it is outside. I am going to be sunshine on your radio. Ari Bergeron is in the newsroom with weather, traffic, updates, news, and information to help you decide which road you want to go on and where you want to go hang out with your family. Now, speaking of family, I've got these four kids over here. Andrew, Brandon, Cameron, and Daniel. I planned on having five, but three of them got autism, so we stopped. So we named them in A, B, C, D order, right? And I've got to have talks with my kids. Any parent knows that you've got to talk to your kids. That's just what has to happen. It's up to us to make sure that our kids have the information that they need as they step out into this world to become the man or woman that God has designed for them to be. Now, I got to talk to my kids about how to interact and engage with police. I got to talk to them about stranger danger. Now I got something new to talk to the kids about. As if being parents was stressful enough, I got to talk to them about AI. And this had not crossed my mind. This was not in my wheelhouse. This was not on my bingo card. And I'm sure my kids are tired of me talking to them anyway. Sit up, fix your teeth, brush your hair, wipe your face, make sure you wash your hands. Did you do your chores this Thursday? It's trash day. Take the trash out, bring the trash. They're tired of me talking. Okay? But according to Kevin Frazier, my friend down in Texas, I need to start talking to my kids about AI. Now, where did this come from? It came from the Pioneer Press. I had to pick up 500 copies of it today because my op-ed column is out about Black women and unemployment rates and how it's a crisis and what I'm doing tomorrow. We'll talk about that later. But I couldn't even get to my own story before Kevin's column touched my heart. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Kevin, parents are exhausted. We're all talked out. The kids ain't listening anyway. It's like Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah. Now you're telling us we need to discuss AI with our kids.
You know, Shaletta, it's such a pleasure to join you, and I'm glad to be able to talk about this important message from down here in Austin. Looking forward to the next time you get to come to the wonderful state of Texas, but yes, don't shoot the messenger. I'm sorry to say that I am adding to the plate of parents. You've got to have the new talk, as I call it. You've got to talk to your kids about AI.
Okay, why do we need to talk to our kids about AI? What is it that we're supposed to say? Because, Kevin, let's be honest. Hell, half of the grown folks, we don't even know what AI is, what it's all about, and how we should be talking to them. A lot of times when we talk to our kids, we talk to them through our own life experience, the lens that we've curated because of the things that we've already gone through. I could talk to my kids about racism because I've been discriminated against. I could talk to my daughter about being a Black woman because I am a Black woman. Their dad can talk to them about how to interact with police as a Black male driver because he was a Black male and is a Black male driver. I don't even know what to say because I ain't on AI.
Shaletta, it's such an important thing to point out that we need to honestly have this conversation across the entirety of the American public. For too long, AI has been something that is just happening to people. It's something that is showing up in their newsfeed. It's showing up at work. It's showing up wherever you go. We need to take a more proactive posture to AI. And that means all of us, especially parents, need to start experimenting with these tools, need to start just playing around and seeing, okay, what's the best use case for ChatGPT? And if I ask it this question, what sort of response am I going to get? And even just a few hours, Shaletta, it doesn't have to be an all-day, you know, research seminar over the weekend or something, but just a few hours playing with these tools and learning about them for yourself will equip you to be able to have meaningful conversations with your kids. And of course, this shouldn't just be on parents. We need to have teachers receive AI training so that they can have similar conversations. We need to have mentors in the community who are able to have this conversation as well. The public librarians can step up and play a role here too. The important thing is that we cannot have another moment like social media where we just say, hey, you know what, kids, go free, good luck, enjoy the internet, and let's hope it works out. AI is going to become the thing that kids are using all the time. And so we really need to be more proactive in helping them use these tools responsibly.
And you know, that's true. That's so true, because I remember when my son was doing something. Andrew, he's grown now. He's over at St. Cloud State. He's got his own little apartment. He's doing his own thing, working at the Lazy Boy. But back when everything first came out, he got that iPad, and I put the parental controls on, Kevin. I had to go to him one day and say, son, can you tell me what the password is so I can check on something? Because he's the one who helped me. It was a wash. If I got to ask the child for help with the parental controls, I've lost it. And you know, as a parent, you know, when I was growing up, my mother and father, they pointed the bad guys out. Look, that's a bad guy. This is a bad guy. We give our devices to the kids and we're letting them spend 2 or 3 hours talking to the bad guys. And we have no idea that this is going on.
And that's one of the biggest things I want to call attention to is normalizing the use of AI, because if we have an approach of fear, if you try to say, you know, Johnny, you know, Susie, you can't use AI, I'm going to ban you from using it. We know kids, Shaletta, we know kids, they're going to find a way to get access to AI. It's not a question of if they're going to be using AI. It's how and when they're going to use it. And that's why instead of shaming kids for experimenting with AI or perhaps even using it to help with homework, if we frame it as a productive tool, just like any other tool, like a calculator, like a computer, so on and so forth, AI has good use cases and really, really bad use cases. And so it's important to help kids find out, when is it appropriate to lean on AI? And when might they be going down the wrong path? But if we start from a place of shame or fear, then we know that kids won't even bring up the fact that they're using AI and experimenting with new tools. So the first step I recommend to parents is just starting a discourse, having an open dialogue of talking to your kids and saying, how are you already using AI? Tell me about when it's made you feel empowered, when it's made you feel smarter, and tell me about the times when perhaps it's made you feel fearful of something or perhaps shameful about something. And just starting that open dialogue is a fantastic place to start. You don't have to become a computer scientist overnight, but you do need to treat it like any other tool that we know our kids are going to have access to.
We are talking to Kevin Frazier on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is an AI Innovation and Law Fellow at Texas Law and the author of Appleseed AI Substack. He has a column in today's Pioneer Press along with me, which is how I came across his opinion column about the need to discuss AI with the kids. And Kevin, before you go, I just need to say that We are projecting as parents. That's what we do, right? Even with the best intentions, we're afraid of the damn AI. So we hope that we can make the kids scared too, so they don't have to get on it, so we don't have to worry about it. But that is not going to happen.
Correct. That, if anything, is going to set your kids back. Because what we're going to see is a real story, as we've seen play out with the internet, for example, of have and have nots. If we allow our fear to guide this conversation, then we're going to have some students whose technological growth, whose technological literacy is going to be stifled. And when they go to high school or they go to college or they go to the job and their employer or teacher says, hey, kids, or hey, folks, pull out ChatGPT and get started on this research project. You don't want your kid to raise their hand and say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't use those products, or I haven't had an opportunity to learn how to be successful here. These tools, like a calculator, like all of the other fundamentals, are something that we really have to prepare from a posture of excitement and from responsibility. And I know that parents are fearful of AI, but this is here, it's going to be here. And just starting that discourse is a wonderful place to start, to understand how your kids are already using AI, and then seeking out more resources from myself, from your public library, and from other institutions to make sure that you're staying somewhat aware of how this technology is evolving.
Okay, you got to tell people before you go how they can reach you. I'm glad I reached out to you. You're very easy to find, very accessible. I read the story this morning in the Pioneer Press, and I sent you an email at 4 a.m, and I think you responded right away. So how can people
reach you?
I responded.
Yes, Shaletta, I am happy to talk about this whenever. I think it's one of the most important questions of our time. Folks can find me on X, on Blue Sky, at Kevin T. Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, or subscribe to my Substack, Appleseed AI, or just shoot me a plain old email at kevin.frazier@law.utexas.edu.
Well, Kevin, I am so happy that you came and were a part of the show. This is a conversation that parents need to start having. We cannot bury our heads in the sand. And this is the perfect time, too, Kevin, because it's MEA weekend in Minnesota. So kids are out of school for the next couple of days. And this is a great time to sit down, have those conversations if you're not having vacation time right now, and start talking to your kids so we can understand this together before it's too late. Kevin, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. I appreciate your time.
Same to you, Shaletta. Thank you again for the opportunity.
All right. And you know, here's the thing. A lot of people left town this weekend. MEA weekend travels up, right? They took their kids to college, to Stanford, to Penn State, to Notre Dame, to LSU, to USC, looking at those big giant four-year universities. And you're sitting there looking at your kid like, you little C student, I wanted to go on a trip. I want to go to USC. And everybody wants to know, well, where are you going with your kid? Listen, don't get FOMO. Parents, I need you to hear me. We've got a college here in town that has wraparound services and does an amazing job at taking kids right where they are and giving them the education that they need. And the prices are something you can afford. We'll tell you who next.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is 12:22, and you are not listening to Chad Hartman. You're listening to Shaletta Brundage, host of The Shaletta Show, filling in for my friend Chad. But if you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on Saturdays from 12 to 3 right here on your good neighbor station. Now, listen, a lot of parents got FOMO over the next couple days, especially those who have high school seniors or juniors who have friends. They took their kids to Stanford over the weekend, to LSU, to, you know, some of these big schools, Penn State, Notre Dame. And you think, well, I want to go to a college, but I know my child, and we have to be self-aware about our kids. We have to be honest. They're not going to do well away. They're not going to do well in a classroom where there are 300 other kids sitting in almost like a stadium while they're getting English. They're going to tune out. They have, high functioning autism. I do want them to go to college, but this is not it. They've got to stay at home so that they can continue to get the therapy and other supports that they need. But I do want them to have the experience of going to visit a college. Let me tell you about Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas, right here in downtown Minneapolis. And I don't want to tell you about it myself. I have invited Dr. Buffy Smith. She is the dean over there. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And today, Dr. Buffy, you all had an open house. It started at 10. It ends at 1 o'clock. Hundreds of students, prospective students, and some of your alumni were there taking tours and talking about the campus because this is really a gem right in the heart of downtown Minneapolis. And I want to make sure that parents know about it. Thank you for coming and talk to us about Doherty Family College.
Thank you, Michelle. I am taking a break from our tour right now. Yes, we had many families and prospective scholars attending today to learn a little bit about Doherty Family College. We are the two-year college of University of St. Thomas, and so we prepare our scholars to earn their associate degree, but we're really providing that rigorous foundation for them to earn their bachelor's degree. And so we're excited to have families come and explore and really get to see Doherty Family College firsthand.
And, you know, the one thing that impressed me, Dr. Buffy, about the school is the small class sizes. And you all do something that I really appreciate, because a lot of times when kids go to college, they go away, they get lost. Like my son, Andrew, went to St. Cloud State and he got lost. There was nobody checking on him. He didn't have any friends, and he was really just a number for the teachers. Nothing against that, but he needed more communal support. And y'all have cohorts for your students at Doherty Family College. I love that, and I wish more colleges did that. They're not doing it. You are. Talk to me about how that works.
So we have a cohort model. This is where 20 to 25 scholars are taking their classes together. Because we believe in peer accountability, we also believe in a strong sense of community and a sense of belonging. And so we want our scholars, when they first come to Dougherty Family College, to feel like this is their second home, like this is their Ohana. And so we have our scholars placed in cohorts. They take the classes together. They are mentored by a faculty or staff member. They receive intensive one-on-one mentoring, and they also receive a group mentoring based on their cohort. And so we find from our current scholars as well as our alums, they do love that cohort experience because it allows them to feel a sense of community. We want to make sure our scholars know that we wish we could ensure that they would not have any challenges, but we want them to know that even when they do experience challenges, they don't have to experience it alone. So they have their peers that will provide them support, and they have mentors and that are faculty and staff that will provide them that caring support and guidance as they journey through their academic career.
Now, I'm going to just be honest, just a moment of transparency. I'm going to clear my throat before I say this, Dr. Buffy. I'm glad Chad Hartman is not here to hear this. But I overparented my kid. You know, I did a lot of stuff for my baby before I sent him off to college. So I sent out a half a person, right? Because I was doing all the cleaning and cooking and, you know, just a lot of stuff around the house. And so there was not the maturity level that was needed to succeed, you know, and part of that is on me, right? And so I just really appreciate the fact. I wish, like I said, I wish I had made some different decisions about where my child went to school. But I really like the fact that you provide the meals, you provide bus transportation, you're checking on the kids. It's really where the family atmosphere is there at the college, and you're kind of like a mother bear. Everybody is loving on Dr. Buffy, and they come to you, and I've seen it with my own eyes. And you know, just talk to me about. It's almost like they go from the house at the house to the house at the college. And it is really a family atmosphere where the meals are provided, the transportation, and even the laptops and devices.
Yes. And also one thing that we do practice here too, Ms. Shaletta, is that we believe in no shame, no guilt. And so you are a phenomenal parent, ma'am. So please, everything that you pour into your children, you are phenomenal. So we try to let our scholars, we try to empower them as much as possible. So, yes, we do provide intensive coaching and mentoring, but we also allow space for them to grow and to be empowered. So we want to help them practice the skills that they will need because we know we will not be with them in the next 2 years or when they go to graduate school. So we want to have them feel empowered that when they leave us, they're ready for their bachelor's degree program, their master's program, PhD, law school. And so, yes, we certainly take care of the resources that they need, over $5,000 of value of resources like the free laptop, the free textbooks, the two meals, the Metro Pass. We provide them with a mental health a counselor. We provide them with paid internships, free tutoring. So we take care of those wraparound support services. But most importantly, we always try to stay scholar-centered. What are their needs? Can we address their needs? And most importantly, how can we empower them so that they feel like when they graduate from Dougherty Family College, they are ready to soar to their next institution and in life overall.
Okay. Now, there's some parents listening. They're going to be like, dang, I did not know about this. I could have taken my child that way when they go back to school on Monday. And then someone asks, what college did they visit over MEA weekend? They can say, hey, I went downtown. I visited Dougherty Family College, while their friends are talking about all the colleges they visited. Your event today is over at 1, but it's not too late, is it? Can parents still call you? How can they reach out to you to get a tour schedule and set up?
It is never too late. I was and encourage everyone that they can still schedule a visit to learn more about DFC. Go to our website. That's dfc.stthomas.edu. Schedule a visit. We would love to host families, large groups, small groups, We will treat them like family, come in for a tour, have a meal with us, and really experience the DFC family for themselves.
Well, I had a chance to experience it. It is amazing. Especially for my families out there who have children with autism who are high functioning, who want to go to school. You don't want them to get lost in the system and you want them to be safe. This is a great opportunity. Dr. Buffy, thank you so much. I'm sorry for pulling you out your tour, but I just wanted to take a minute to tell everybody about it because there's some parents out there with FOMO and they need to know they still got time to go visit a college so that when their child goes back to school on Monday, they have something to talk about too.
I look forward to seeing you again, Ms. Shaletta. And all the families out there. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You all stick around. It's 2:31. We'll have traffic and weather next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is 12:35. You are listening to WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. 59 degrees outside. It is the Chad Hartman Show. Chad's not here. I am. I'm Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 12 to 3. So if you like what you hear today, you can always find me there. That's my home. And you can hang out with me at my house anytime. Now, one of the organizations here in the Twin Cities that does so much work and advocacy for those of us who have loved ones, children, family members with special needs, is Pacer Center. They are a champion for children with disabilities. They help so many people. Now they're asking for us to help them. I got an action alert. And y'all know I'm all about action. Asking me to help protect special education. Without special education, my three special needs children would not be where they are. Brandon, Cameron, and Daniel Brundage were diagnosed with autism. They could not talk, could not make eye contact, were in diapers, was told by some quote unquote professionals that they would never talk or make eye contact. And the best that I would hope for is to be able to put them in a group home when they turned 14. But because of the dedication and hard work of our special education teachers at Cottage Grove Middle School and Gray Cloud Elementary School, my children are thriving. So what is going on with special education, and why does Pacer Center need our help? I'm talking to Gretchen Godfrey right now. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with more information. Gretchen, what is this action alert that we got from the Pacer Center in our email inbox yesterday all about?
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks for having me on today. So last Friday on October 10th, the U.S. Department of Education announced that it was laying off more than 400 of its staff, including almost the entire group of employees at the Office of Special Education Programs. And so that office is responsible for providing oversight and enforcement of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which is our country's special education law. So we're very concerned that eliminating that staff is going to have a negative impact on the services that students receive.
And that is going to have a ripple effect. That is going to trickle down immediately. Talk to me about how that's going to impact the classrooms.
Right. So the special education programs provides guidance to states and districts, so it gives information on best practices. They administer important grants like the ones that PACER receives to provide parent training and information to families, as well as other grant programs that support states and schools and districts. And they also do important oversight to make sure that states and districts are following the law. You know, Minnesota has its own special education laws, but that's not the same for everywhere across the country. And so the federal oversight really makes sure that all students with disabilities have access to their civil right to a free, appropriate public education.
Okay. I don't understand what is, this sounds like it's not real. Gretchen, it sounds like it's not mm-hmm. real, because we have worked for so many years, so hard for our kids to have the staff, to have the paras, to have right. the services that they needed. What is going on that all of the staff is being cut, the oversight staff, the people that we call on when we don't feel like our kids are being treated fairly, the people who make the rules and recommendations so that the IEPs, you know, are followed to the letter, and our children, the most vulnerable children in that school, are protected.
You're right. It's actually going to be next month, the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act.
So this ain't no, Gretchen, this ain't no way
really
to celebrate.
All the progress.
Yeah, this ain't no time. Yeah, this ain't no time.
Not, right. We're not, instead we're having to fight this fight that should have been over a long time ago. So it goes along with other messages that the administration has been sending. The U.S. Department of Education has also talked about wanting to move oversight of IDEA from the U.S. Department of Education to mm-hmm. Health and Human Services, which we're also very concerned about, because, you know, that separates students with disabilities from general education and in the program area. So we're worried that, you know, if the staff are gone, it would make that next step, you know, potentially even easier. And, you know, it really doesn't send a good message or tone from the national level if by removing all these staff, it doesn't show the importance of supporting students with disabilities.
We are talking to Gretchen Godfrey from PACER. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Gretchen, you know, the reason that we're celebrating 50 years next month is because so many dedicated people saw the need, saw the lack, saw the inconsistency, saw the inequity, and said, these kids need better support. The teachers need more training. There's some certifications that need to happen. All this is the reason that children like mine are able to make great strides and thrive in school and even consider going to college when they were so severely autistic that they couldn't even make eye contact. And talk to me about how rolling back these programs and services and protection are going to impact our kids.
Right. So our concern is that if there's not any federal oversight, then states and districts will receive the message that this isn't important and they don't need to follow all the rules that are in place. And so we're, you know, there's, as you know, it's already a struggle for some families to receive the support and services they need. So, you know, some districts and states rely on the information they get from the U.S. Department of Education to share best practices. Sometimes the Department of Education does need to step in when they aren't following the law. There's also the Office for Civil Rights at the Department of Education that takes complaints and, you know, responds to inquiries from families if things aren't going right. So it's really disruptive to the whole foundation of special education if the staff weren't going to be there.
Okay, so how can we help you? What is it that you need us to do?
Right, so you were talking about, you know, the decades ago, the networks of people that came together to start special education in the first place. So PACER has joined with a coalition of other parent training organizations across the country to launch this petition to really show that there's strong community support across boundaries, across states, you know, across people's backgrounds protecting these special education programs and the staff that are needed to provide oversight and enforcement. So we have a petition that people can get to from our homepage at PACER.org. It's around 6,000 right now. We'd love to have 20,000 names of people across the country. And so we're really encouraging everyone to find that petition on our website and share it with those in their networks.
We got to do more to tell people about PACER, because PACER does more than just get folks to sign petitions. You have so many services and programs, whether it is how to help us deal with bullying if we have a child with autism who is nonverbal, who is being bullied at school, how to manage IEPs, how to make sure that our kids get the program services and resources that are available to them and they don't get left out on anything. And so I just want to make sure that parents who have kids out there with special needs understand and know how to access PACER and what's available.
Sure. So PACER's core service is parent training and advocacy, and that's helping families with any disability from birth through young adulthood navigate special education, mental health care, health, employment services. And so people can attend our trainings or they can get individual assistance from one of our staff. And if you go to our homepage, there's a button right at the top right that says Ask an Advocate, and that will get you connected with someone who can help you navigate your journey to get the services you need. We also have, like you mentioned, the National Bullying Prevention Center. It's National Bullying Prevention Month, and we have a ton of online resources, and we're celebrating Unity Day next week, which promotes kindness, inclusion, and acceptance, so we encourage everyone to take part in that. And we also have a wonderful assistive technology center. There's a lot of tools and devices and apps that can help students and adults with disabilities be more independent at home or at work or at school. And so people can come check out devices and give them a try and see if it helps their child.
Well, I just can't thank you enough. PACER.org is where you can go. That action alert is right on the homepage. Help reverse the administration's decision to lay off nearly all employees at the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Special Education Programs, which could negatively impact the implementation of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, something that we should be celebrating next month, but we are fighting for. Gretchen, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you and everything that you do to make us aware, engage us, and make sure that we're taking action to protect our most vulnerable students.
Thanks so much for having me and helping spread the word.
All right. It is 12:46. We'll be right back on Chad Harpin Show. It is 12:48, and it's your soul sister, Shaletta Brundage, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good
neighbor station. Now, it's the Chad Hartman Show, and Chad would normally be here to give you the Lindis Construction time check. It is 12:48, and it is time to give your home a new look. You can get siding, installation, labor, 50% off through October 31st. Ain't nothing spooky about that. And I'm just tell you something. My husband moved out of town. Sean is in Wisconsin, and I'm not going to be doing all this work around house. I'm going to be calling Lindis. They're going to be getting some regular, Andy and all of them, they're going to be getting some regular calls from me about the gutters, the siding, and anything else that I need done over here at the house. Now, Chris Tubbs, you sent me some stories today, and I thank you for that. Chris mm-hmm. Tubbs has been helping me. He's in the studio. You sent me some talkers, and one of them I love. One of them I'm actually not just going to talk about on the show, but I'm also going to take action. Now, you know that my son Brandon has a children's book. All my kids have children's mm-hmm. books because we do that to raise autism awareness, right?
Yes.
But my son Brandon's book is the most popular book out of all the books. My son Brandon has a book called Brandon Spots His Sign because a few years ago, when we had an RV, we were on vacation in Texas, and my son saw a Let's Go Brandon flag, and he thought that everybody was cheering for him.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember hearing that story, and it's so sweet. You know,
it was so sweet. It was so pure. And as soon as it happened, his unpure mama thought, "We're gonna make $1 million. This is the best story." He was like, "We were in the RV park, and he was just like, Mama, these people love me down in Texas." I said, "Son, these people don't know you. We are from Minnesota." And he was like, "No, Mom, these people love me. They got my signs everywhere. Don't you see them?" And I was like, "Son, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea." And he was just walking up to people like, "Hey, I'm Brandon. Thanks for being my fan." Oh. And I was like, "Oh my God, this boy's gonna get us shot. Son, leave these people alone." He was like, "Mama, these people love me here." And so we were riding around in the RV park on a golf cart. And he was like, "Mom, my signs are everywhere. Don't you see them? Can't you spot them?" And I said, "No, son, I don't. I don't spot your signs anywhere." And he said, "Mom, look." And so he pointed to that Let's Go Brandon mm-hmm. sign. And he said, "Mama, you see my sign?" I said, "No, son, I see a book. We're about to be rich." And so we created Brandon Spots His Sign. We literally did that book, Chris Tubbs, in 4 weeks.
Oh,
like, it
man.
Usually takes like 9 months to do a children's book. Me, Lily over at Beaver's Pond, Darcy Bell Meyer, the illustrator, we literally stopped everything we were doing, and we literally put that book together, and it was instantly a number one bestseller. And my son, here's the sweetest part of that story. My son, the perceived support, because mm-hmm. he thought everybody was there cheering for him.
Yep.
When we got back from vacation, his speech therapist over at Family Achievement Center wanted to meet with me. And she said, "What happened while y'all were on vacation?" And I said, "No." She said, "Did you get him some additional speech therapy? Because sometimes if we're on a long vacation, like, we'll find a therapist in that town and the kids will get therapy while we're on vacation, because sure. I never want them to not get progress or make progress." And so she said, "When you guys came back from vacation, Brandon was no longer stuttering." Mm. So just the thought that these people were cheering and rooting for him gave my son the confidence that he needed to stop stuttering. And so he literally is no longer in speech therapy. And I'm not saying that wouldn't have happened, but I'm saying that happened right after that. Like, they were like, "He's met all his goals. We were here to stop him from stuttering. He's no longer stuttering." And so the first story you sent me was about an appeals court in Michigan that backed a school and banning this parent's kids wearing Let's Go Brandon shirts mm-hmm. To the school. A federal appeals court on Tuesday ruled in favor of a Michigan school in a dispute over free speech and Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. The mother of two boys said she got those shirts as a Christmas gift for her sons, and they wore them to school. And when they said they couldn't wear them to school, she said that their First Amendment rights had been violated. This middle school, they got First Amendment rights in middle school. This is too funny.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. My mom always told me to sit up, sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
You don't get no rights. You don't have no rights until you start paying bills. I didn't know that children had rights. Okay. The Tri-County Middle School is where this happened at in Sand Lake, Michigan. It happened back in 2022. Right. And so the school said in the schoolhouse, vulgarity, Trump's politics and the protection for political speech, in the school, talking about the students, because it wasn't really saying, let's go, Brandon.
Right.
It was really saying, right.
Yeah. We know. Yeah. We know what let's go, Brandon means.
We remember what it says. Right. We don't have to say that because we don't want to press the dump button. I don't want to get written up on my job. I'm just filling in. I don't want to mess up somebody's show. It's really a vulgar chant. It's really a vulgar language. And so the school said, you know, no. And the parents said, yes, we're going to sue. And so the parents sued and so they lost in court. And so because I'm petty, I am going to send a case of Brandon's books over to Tri-City Middle School.
Oh, love that. Love that.
In Sand Lake, Michigan. And I'm going to donate them to the teachers and to the library and to any student who wants a copy. The funniest thing, Chris, I don't know if you remember this, but that book in Brandon's story went viral.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Brandon Brown, the NASCAR driver, invited us to a race.
Yep.
Brandon got a personalized letter from Joe Biden about it. And it just took off. It was absolutely amazing. Even better than that is how our family flipped the phrase. So for a long time, let's go, Brandon, meant what it meant.
Yep.
But after my son's book came out, kids with autism and therapists and parents were using it to cheer on their special needs kids. So like when kids were going into the therapy sessions or the ABA sessions or the occupational therapy or when they were in special education doing one thing or another and they did a good job, the teacher would say, let's go, Brandon. And I even heard from parents where the kids would say if they did something good and they didn't get a let's go, Brandon, they would ask, where's my let's go, Brandon? And so I didn't even realize this until CNN called us one day and they said, can we do a story with you and your son and the NASCAR driver? And I was like, yeah, what are we doing a story about? They said, we don't know if you realized it, but when your book came out and the way that you used the let's go Brandon phrase to encourage your special needs son, it single-handedly flipped the meaning of the phrase. Mm-hmm. So here we are, a little old boy with autism and his mama in Cottage Grove sitting in the kitchen coming up with this book and this concept, snatched the whole meaning of let's go, Brandon. And I don't know if I thought about it, not until the CNN people call, but right after the book came out and it got wildly popular, they stopped using the phrase. They stopped putting it on the flags and the bumper stickers. And you saw it coming off the cakes and the t-shirts and things like that. Like my son's book and his story and how we flipped that single-handedly changed the meaning of the phrase, let's go, Brandon. What you think about that?
I think that's great. It's great to turn a positive into a negative. And for the parent that got that, you know damn well what let's go, Brandon means. So if you think
you know
that,
what it means.
I mean, come on. Would you? It's like saying, it's like putting the F word on a T-shirt walking around
and
school.
Sending you to middle school.
Sending you to middle school. Yeah. I mean,
and the kids already have enough stuff going on in middle school, Chris Tubbs.
Yeah. So, no, it's great that you turned a negative into a positive.
Turn that negative into a positive. Turn that frown upside down. Turn this cloudy day into a sunny day. That is what we are doing today. Now, we've got 2 more hours of the Chad Hartman Show, also known as the Shaletta Show today. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. My friend Charles Hallman is coming up in this next hour. Will we ever have a women's head coach in the NBA? He's going to give me his predictions and who he thinks it might be next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.